I feel like my life has become requiem for a dream, not front row seat tickets to the ass-to-ass scene. And Toby's the dildo, and I'm both assholes.
Need another second.
That's fine.
I also just kind of sat on my balls just a little
you
bit.
You Belvedered. That's the urban legend about Mr. Belvedere. Did you know that one?
What?
Mr. Belvedere. Allegedly, they were doing a script reading, a table read for an episode of Mr. Belvedere.
A show I've never watched, by the way.
Do you know the premise?
Not really. I'm guessing he's like, is he a butler?
He is, in fact, an English butler for some fucking family in Ohio or something.
Okay. That's, yeah.
It's, I've never seen it either. I just know what it is through pop cultural osmosis.
Mr. Beauregard!
That's exactly. I've decided not to quit.
Yeah.
Like, that's exactly what that is.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I figured.
So they're doing a table read for Mr. Belvedere, and when the actor who played Mr. Belvedere sat down too fast, he sat on his own balls and had to go to the hospital.
People, I feel like, women underestimate the potential for that to happen, because it's a real threat.
To sit on your own balls?
Just to hurt yourself innocuously by, like, rustling them in the wrong way.
Can I tell you a story?
It's not as much as being like, it's only going to happen if you're purely naked outside and you, like, wrap them at a tree or something. No. It's
like,
oddly specific.
It's like Final Destination. There's a lot of ways you can injure your nuts.
Yeah. But you had I told that one story.
Oh, yeah. So, there's more than one story, too.
So easy. More than one way to skin my balls.
Absolutely. And in fact, Rory has skinned his balls. Yeah. I skinned my penis.
You know how most
baby.
People naturally have a seam on their balls? Mine's not so natural.
It's a little Frankenstein's monster.
Isn't that strange? Like, it can be, oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I chipped my penis when I was like 2. Mm-hmm. I fell down the brick stairs at our old house.
Chipped it?
Scraped my little ween.
Yeah.
Scraped my peeper.
Yeah. Oh, man.
But that is not the story I had. My story is ball-centric.
Oh, good.
I got the booster.
It's like everybody scraped their ween.
Of course.
Get out of here.
I got the booster Wednesday.
Yeah.
And I got the flu shot at the same time.
So you just got fucking wrecked.
I got wrecked.
Yeah.
So I felt miserable because when I had the second dose of Moderna, I got fucked up. I looked like
I got
putting heroin cold turkey. And it was a miserable day. And my dad still was like, well, you're coming to work, right? I was just sitting there sweating, handling people's credit cards. But at any rate, the second dose fucked my shit up.
Yeah.
The woman at Walgreens was like, oh, the booster's got like half the junk in it, so it really won't blow.
It's got half the junk, man. You're going to be fine.
It's not going to blow you up that bad.
Put this belt
around
your arm.
Don't worry about it too much. And I was like, oh, okay. Cut to me in bed.
Shivering.
I thought I pissed the bed.
Because you were sweating so
hard. I woke up and I was like, it's wet everywhere. Oh my God, the mattress is probably toast.
Is it sad that that's not where my mind would go? I'd be like, I can buff this out. It's okay.
You're okay, Lieutenant Shiny Sides. You'll eat later. I was like, well, I just ruined my bed. But then when I sat up, I was like, oh, it's like a crazy rainbow of perspiration just seeping out of my body.
Yeah. You just got that right moment where like your blanket kind of tucked in on both sides. You made that like kind of like cocoon for yourself.
Because if I had pissed, the blanket would have been wet and it was just the mattress. If I pissed,
it's also a mistake.
The pants and the blanket would be toast.
That's what happens sometimes to me in the winters. I get cold and I'll wrap up and wear something warm and then I'll just wake up a puddle of sweat because I'll insulate myself too well.
Yeah. But this was
miserable. I also do it in the summer. I do it a lot to myself. I've got problems.
So, yeah, I woke up in a fucking cold sweat, shaking and chattering and just fucked up my joints. I felt like I was 90 years old. My joints were swollen and painful.
You could feel your bones scraping together.
I could feel my teeth. They hurt so fucking bad. Here's the thing. I think we owe Nicki Minaj a big time apology.
Okay.
Because my balls hurt so fucking bad.
It's because you took a day off.
Holy shit. No, I didn't, Rory. That's the second part of the story.
Dude. But did it make you feel better?
My balls were like pulsating. They were so uncomfortable. I rolled onto the side at some point in the night. And it
like
woke me out of my sleep.
It's because you put pressure on them at some point and you didn't notice it. And when you finally like rotated to like put over the threshold, your body finally woke you up.
They were like, whoa.
I mean, that's what your body does with nerves all the time. Like when you fall asleep in a weird position and you sleep like that for hours because your body just kind of stiffens in that position. When you wake up, you're like, holy fuck, something's wrong with my neck. Suddenly your nerves are like, ah, ow. So you Belvedered yourself through hours of sleep, but also coupled with the fact that you were running a wicked little, like a nice little fever from all the shots you took, just a nice little cocktail the day before. You really jacked yourself.
Remember when I said that you can injure your balls in Final Destination situations?
Yeah, this was it.
This was one of them. So I roll over in the night and my balls are like, all systems are flashing red. Wake up. Mm-hmm. So you're lying there and you can't sleep because you just feel all the pain in your body. And your hand is already curled into a gorilla's paw anyway. And you've got these nuts that are like, they're pulsing so bad they feel like they're radioactive. I'm surprised they weren't glowing in the fucking dark. So I was like, well, I feel like I just need to lance these meaty clackers.
Only one thing left to do,
and
folks.
And I will either feel fucking amazing, I'll feel tremendous relief,
or
I'm going to need to go to the hospital.
Or it's going to hurt like hell.
It hurts so fucking bad. I was like, $10, I just came blood. I guarantee it. That's what it felt like. It was like shooting a fucking laser out of the tip of your penis.
Yeah, at that point, that was not the thought process. The thought process should have been, I slept on my nuts wrong. I need to give them boys a break for an hour or two.
Nope. I was like, maybe this whole booster symptom will shoot out of the tip of my penis if I just masturbate right now.
Yeah.
I'm so sick, I feel like I'm dying, but I'm going to get one more in there.
Just in case. Just in case the next thing that happens is you meet God.
If this is the last dance, I want to go out with my boots on.
Really? I mean, there's a lot of things people have done before meeting God, but that...
They don't shake his hand while it's covered in their cum.
There's a small circle that you now fit in.
That'd be pretty cool to find exclusivity in the afterlife.
I wonder what number of people masturbated just prior to death. There's a percentage. There's going to be some people out there. Everybody dies. There's a certain percentage of people who die riding their bike. That's how they go. Or a motorcycle. Or in a car. Or they sleep in their house. Or in their favorite chair.
Stands to reason a couple people, more than a couple people, died, you know, feeding the geese, yeah, so to speak.
Some people died of laughter. Isn't that sad?
Yeah, well, maybe no one that listens to this show.
No, that's for sure.
Not this time.
I think fiction. I wonder what the rarest section of death is. I think it'd probably be like blimp disaster deaths.
Well.
I feel like there's probably not a lot of those.
I would just say Brazen Bull executions probably at that point. Yes.
The boats.
What is that called? The scaff? Scaffism?
Scaffism, yeah. Where they force feed you honey and milk. Until you're like vomiting it and shitting it up while they've got you lashed down in these two, like in a boat basically, but it's like kind of square and meant so that you're basically sitting in your own waste. And we've talked about this before.
We have. It's good to remind people.
People that it exists. And for anyone who's new to the podcast, this is the kind of stuff that you can look forward to hearing about multiple times.
Welcome.
Yeah.
I've got more stories about times I had a masturbating injury.
Yeah.
Stay.
So then they put the top of the boat over you, and they put you out into this little bog that they've created where they like kind of flood a planed area to make like a makeshift lake, but there's no drainage. So a lot of mosquitoes and bugs form over that. And they get to smelling all that poo that you've been excreting. So they come and start eating it. And eventually they find the way to the source. And over the course of several days, they eat you alive. Scaffism. The boats.
The more you know.
So, yeah, you're right. Maybe those are, like, the smallest percentage.
Yeah, at this point. It depends on, like, is it just purely the method of death, like murder?
Self-driving car deaths? There's probably very few of those.
But that's what I'm asking. Specific scenarios? Mm. Or just, like, murder? Like, you know what I mean? Like, what kind of categories are we using?
Oh, it's hard to say.
How specific do
you
look
at, like, the Darwin Awards, where people die playing Stomp the Mine in weird games like that. Like, there's a certain number of people who died playing Stomp the Mine.
I want to party with those
people. Like Russian roulette. Can you imagine being in a bar in some weird Russian town and a bunch of psychopaths come in with a mine and start playing that?
They do Dance Dance Revolution with mines.
And, like, it's such a weird thing to do. I don't know.
I want to fucking party with those people. And if it's the Russians, then, like, book me a ticket to Moscow, baby.
Yeah. I read a story. It was a Darwin Awards story from a long time ago about a guy who was, like, building a barn or doing something specifically. It was a two-story thing. And he was using, like, a pulley system with a bucket attached to get tools up and down. And the guy like slipped off the fucking second story of it. And the thing smashes him in the face on his way down. And he hits the ground off two stories and then lets go of the rope. And the bucket comes down and crushes his fucking head.
Wow.
And that's what they're like. This is why he was specially, you know, a part of the award. It was like the other guy who was like, he was trying to kill himself and he jumped off the third story of a building. And somebody on the second story of a building was trying to shoot their husband and fired. And the bullet went out the window and killed the man on his way down. So it was legally a homicide instead of a suicide.
That's some Final Destination shit. Like, yeah. I mean, that's pretty fucking wild. It's, you gotta, awesome, love the mathematics behind this universe.
Mm-hmm.
The random chaos.
Well, I mean, if we're fans of Infinity, it's all happened. Just not necessarily here, you know. Is the universe truly infinite?
It's all been done.
I was trying to do a Carl Sagan there, but I can't.
The pale
billions
blue dot.
And billions. That's not bad.
He's hard.
Well, he's got that sort of
calls to us.
A more glorious dawn awaits.
Still more glorious dawn awaits.
Yeah. So,
have you read Cosmos?
No, I don't think I have.
I bought it.
Well, let me borrow it after, I guess.
Yeah, I haven't started reading it yet.
Okay, cool, great.
It's my next one.
We read books. That's so cool.
I'm currently reading How to Be an Adult in Relationships. I'm not even kidding.
Step one, there's just a picture of you. Don't do what this guy does. Oh, man.
Fuck.
They got me pegged good.
It's just me building a butter sculpture of some voluptuous woman.
So you're going to read that, and you're going to read How to Win Friends and Influence People, and then Art of War by Sun Tzu.
I'm going to read Machiavelli's The Prince.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a nice one to follow it up with. Yeah. Look at you. Just getting all that, and then you just go out and become the president of AT&T.
Yeah. Just stop at Mein Kampf, because then you become the president of the United States.
Oh, no.
Because you're going to have ideas that get people voting for you.
We're calling you out, presidents. I mean, who really likes Hillary Clinton?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Listen, if you had to smash to save your life, would you?
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, what age? Young Clinton?
Right now. Because listen.
Right now, Clinton?
If you're going to have to smash, it's going to be sometime in the future from now. Might be in 5 minutes. Might be in 5 years.
I'm going
to
hurt that girl. I mean, she was rocking it with Bill for years. So
better make sure she's taking her osteo biflex.
Gotta get some calcium into her today.
Oh my God, fucking her sounds like sitting on wicker furniture.
I can hear bones scraping together.
I hope those aren't ones you need.
You know that thing where you were like, hey, I wonder if this would be fun to try, and then you do, and then you realize it's not? That sounds like one of those things.
You're just sucking on one of Hillary Clinton's toes, and her toenail comes off in your mouth. The whole thing.
Oh, no. She's like, I'm a freak.
Take it like communion, dog.
Oh my God, it was surprisingly brittle.
It melted in my mouth.
See, Hillary Clinton's toenails kind of taste like that bacon, that really thin bacon. It's so gross.
You just look at bacon on a breakfast plate and you just start sobbing.
Yeah, so long story short, I probably would. I mean, okay. I'm attracted to power. I mean, what am I getting out of this? Just not death?
Your life, yeah. She won't kill you, because as we know, like, the rumors abound.
I want to be a senator. Maybe, how about a congressman? Maybe an alderman?
You're going to have to fuck Bill if you want to be a senator.
You can make me an alderman.
I think, well, yeah, probably.
City council?
It's not going to be somewhere important, though.
No.
You'll be on, like, Staten Island.
Whatever, I just want a cushy job that makes a bunch of money. Shit. I can sit there and do... Just tell people lines from The Wire.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, he's always doing a bit.
Proposition Joe.
Like, I kind of fucking hate that guy. I'm walking down the hallway. Omar coming! And just doing shit like that. They'd hate me. Hopefully it's in Baltimore. If it's not in Baltimore, it really ruins the joke.
I think her connections are in New York, so sorry, dude. I think it's going to be like Fort Lee.
Fucking hate this place. They don't even get jokes about The Wire.
God damn it. Fucking Yonkers.
Whatever. I'll take that. I'll take it.
Let me ask you a question.
No.
Should I get a fleshlight?
I mean, do you want one?
Not at all.
Why would you get one then?
Just because I think it would be an interesting experiment. See what all the buzz is about.
For those who don't know what a fleshlight is, it's basically a fake vagina that dudes can have sex with. Now, from the sex positive part of me goes, women can have marital aids.
Sure.
That's very normalized. I've seen people who take pictures with them, you know, like all kinds and whatever, you know.
Some people just leave them out and you walk into their house and they're just there.
Let your flag fly.
Sure.
I don't really give a fuck. You know what I mean? When it comes to guys, though, it's creepy. Guys, you know, it's just... It becomes this weird stigma.
There are some problems with the fleshlight. First of all, being in a Pringles cylinder.
How?
Weird. But also... Then,
it looks like a flashlight for a disabled person.
It's a...
I can't.
It's a fucking flashlight that you have sex with.
Have you ever seen those weird boxes that like Hasidic Jewish people use on the Sabbath that like does things for them that they're technically not supposed to do on the Sabbath?
Yeah.
It looks like it's one of those things. Like they're not allowed to shine light, but they press the button on the side and it does it anyways. Like it kind of looks like that. It's not an inconspicuous looking thing.
No, it's like a fucking spyglass with a vagina on the end of it.
Yes.
So it's like the silicone, there's a lot of marketing problems. It's the way that it looks. Because it looks like that, you cannot call it a fleshlight. You cannot be that on the nose with it.
I'd like to think it'd be great if they had like bright branding on the side where the coloring of the words is very bold so you can see it. Fleshlight. You put some hot rod red in there.
Absolutely. It lights up when you fuck it.
Yeah. You're doing it.
And it changes colors when you come so people know.
Yeah.
Oh, green light.
From a realistic standpoint, I'd sit there and say, that's got to be a nightmare to clean. You know, maybe they've figured it out by now. God, I hope they've figured it out. Because I got a feeling that after the initial shame of using it once, I'd be sitting there with like it in the corner being like, you got to clean that thing immediately after.
It's probably just a thing where you like pull a plug out of the back and then just blow into it and it shoots out.
You put it in the dishwasher, maybe.
Yeah.
It all just comes out. And you just set it in there. Oh,
shit. It tore up the latex something fierce.
I don't know. It just seems like a whole weird process, you know? I can't imagine the thing's super fun unless you got, like, some lube or something with you. Like, it seems like it's a whole process. Got to light some candles and make a night of it sort of a thing. Draw a bath.
Just me and the old fleshlight. Listening to Endless Whisper.
Yep.
You got to change the name. Why, like the Diva Cup? It's the menstrual device, the Diva Cup. They don't call it like the fucking
period pouch.
Yeah. Why don't you change the fleshlight to like the Dude Tube or something like that?
I don't think that markets well either. Dude Tube.
I think there are people that have a way easier time writing the check out to Dude Tube Inc.
Who writes out a check for that now?
I don't know.
You are paying for that shit at a sex store with fucking cash? Or you're doing it online through some kind of third party where they're going to send it to you in the brownest box you've ever seen with no labeling. Like, I'd like to think there's people at UPS who are like, oh, Instadyne Technologies. Hey, this is a fuck toy. They just immediately know.
They just find out eventually.
Yeah. Because, like, I've seen pictures online where someone's like, I tried to order a discreet toy for myself. I live in an apartment. And it's like... big packaging, like, guess what this is? Like, just like one, like, she was like, fuck my life.
Someone in this building's a dirty, filthy whore.
Someone's a pervert. But it was like very obvious what was in the thing based on the wrapping and like the company it came from and everything. So it was like, yeah, they're not hiding a fucking thing.
Well, it gets around like Manscaped. First of all, you don't have to be like sensitive about getting pube tremors.
Your pubes are going to love us.
But you won't nick your fucking dick hole with a razor ever again.
Listen, anyone who's ever tried to shave their balls has somewhere on their balls that they're terrified of trying to shave because they cut themselves every fucking time.
Oh, it's like when I sprain my knee. I'm always like, God, I hope I don't fall on that knee again. Yeah. You don't want to hit that spot again.
Yeah, I got that. I got that one spot where it's just there. You're like, oh, what's that? Oh, that's where my adolescence really came through trials and tribulations.
This is when I knew that man was but fragile and this all is one of things are entropy.
Like, on the one hand, I was glad that me and my girlfriend at the time didn't get too hot and heavy on Friday because she'd have been like, what the fuck's that scam?
Jesus.
But also, obviously, I didn't have to worry about that because I didn't really date anybody.
It's good. That's an uplifting ending to the Manscaped.
Yeah, it's great. So yeah, I maybe I'll get one of those for Christmas.
There you go. I've always thought about that with like post office employees and like TSA agents. Like the post office, when I sent the Jody Arias letter, I'm like, man, my grandpa used to work here. Yeah. People probably know who I am.
Somebody could figure this out.
And they see me writing to the women's penitentiary in Arizona.
Yeah.
And then I think about stuff like, it'd be really fun to bring a vibrator shaped like a gun to the airport. But like, then they're like, you have to prove this is a vibrator. Put it up your ass and turn it on.
Well, no, I don't think they're going to do that.
I'm on WCAX at 6 o'clock with a gun-shaped vibrator sticking out of my ass.
They infringed on my rights.
My prostate.
I don't think that's how that works.
There was a twist.
Put this in your mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
No, Mr. TSA agent.
I'll chip a tooth. I mean, that's your biggest concern about the vibrator that's up your ass?
More than likely, they wouldn't notice it because they have a 90-something percent failure rating.
Dude, they're the dirt worst.
Well, my favorite story is it was Adam Savage, I think is one of them, from Mythbusters. Mm-hmm. He was doing stand-up across the country, and he was there, and he was talking about, you know, how he didn't even recognize that he was wearing his work jacket, the one he always wears to work. And when he works in his warehouse, they've got all these different types of machinery, and there's this certain blade on this certain machine that they use often that is also a very thin and fragile blade. So oftentimes it has to get replaced. So he keeps a spare right there on the lining of his jacket. And he realized that as he was sitting 30,000 feet up on the plane already, and he unzipped his jacket and pulled out the fact that he had a huge fucking blade on him that the TSA just didn't fucking notice. And he pulls it out there in front of the stand-up crowd and goes, yeah, and he puts it back in his jacket, zips it up. I mean, you've probably seen it. You did theater. It was one of those like really long, I don't know what type of, I don't think it's on the circular saw. It was the one that like it bands up into the fucking machine.
I don't know. I don't know if I've seen this thing.
It's been a long time. I used to know the name of it. Really long, thin blade. Anyways, yeah, the TSA, they suck.
Agree?
That's what reminded me of that. So, yeah, no, maybe they do, maybe they don't.
I think the criteria to work there is like, so why do you want to work at the TSA? Fuck your mother. You're hired.
Welcome aboard. Well, I wonder how much, like, that's the kind of thing they have to deal with on a daily basis. Because I've seen the videos of, like, somebody gets their bag searched and their, like, spouse put big pink dildo in their bag. And the person sits and looks at them. zips the thing back up. On your way, you know. I wonder how often that really happens. There's a lot of flying going on across the country. How many people have in their checked-in luggage, their carry-ons that have marital aids?
We should run a survey, an official Skimbo survey. I mean, when you fly, do you fly with a personal massager?
Toothbrushes count. Vibrating toothbrushes count.
That's one of those things that, like, we all know what a Hitachi is not. No one uses it to massage their bunions.
No one's using that on their back.
Yeah. They are clutching that between their legs while they watch House and rub their own breasts.
If they happen to be into Hugh Laurie.
I don't know how women masturbate.
Is it to Hugh Laurie? Is it the House?
It's got to be.
You're sitting there, you got Third Eye Blind on in the background. I don't relate to anyone anymore. I don't. I can't do it.
And when the plane came in, she said she was crushing. Oh, what's the use? I'm never going to come.
Yeah, forget it. I want to put on some Seinfeld.
there it is.
George.
Yeah.
Costanza gets planes moving.
Whenever he talks about what a pathetic loser he is.
He's talking, I'm George.
Flash flood.
I'm at home with my parents. I sit there and go, I relate to you, George.
You're kind of a hero.
You and me, George. We have a lot in common. And that scares me. I'm going to start telling people that I'm an architect.
Odd Vandelay?
Yeah.
Import-export?
Yeah, I'm in the import-export business. I was in latex for a while.
You want to be my latex salesman?
I don't think so.
Tell him I'm an architect. Art Vandelay.
I've always wanted to be a marine biologist.
See, he was angry that day, my friends.
So threw me on top of the mighty fish. It's a mammal. Whatever.
Is that a title list?
So good.
Judge's name is Art Vandelay, Jerry. That's a good sign.
It was not.
Narrative voice. It wasn't.
Yes, we love Seinfeld.
There's Seinfeld Corner for you guys, the segment you begged us to bring back.
I mean, yeah, some people really wanted that for some reason. And there it is. So it's done. Went from talking about marital aids to Seinfeld.
Found our way there.
Bed knobs and butt plugs.
Absolutely. We fucking, every episode, sit down and throw unrelated topics onto a pad of paper and just say, we got to get from one to the other.
Yeah. How do we get from, you know, from congressional picks to Woody Woodpecker? And then off we go.
It's like that game on Wikipedia where you can get into Hitler in like six clicks.
Oh, yeah. You can get to anything in six clicks, the 6 degrees of separation. But yeah, definitely Hitler. Super easy to get to Hitler. You'll hit that shit in 4 or 5.
Mm-hmm. Unless you go right to the World War II page.
Yeah.
And you get him in one.
That is true. Doesn't sound like a fun game anymore.
Well, you know.
Where do you want to start? World War I?
What was Hitler's mom's name?
That's a good question. What was Hitler's mom's name?
Probably fucking Helga or something like that. Helga Hitler.
Listen, we don't need... Listen, it wasn't their... Well, maybe it was their fault. Huh. Got a lot of soul searching to do on that question.
I don't know.
Do we blame...
I think it was the Jews' fault for rejecting his art.
Do you blame Hitler's parents for raising him the way they did? Think about, like, was he, like, one different spanking away from just being like, no, I will pursue art. And he just, like, goes real hard into it instead of being angry and yelling at people in front of crowds.
Hard to know.
Finalizing solutions.
Doing crystal nights. Ooh. And beer hall pooches.
And taking a lot of meth.
Yeah, boy, they fucking loved their crank.
Oh, they were all methed up. I mean, that's why they moved so fucking quickly. Mm-hmm. And everyone's so fucking shocked by the fucking... By the troop movements.
German efficiency is just...
Meth.
Methamphetamines.
Yeah, it was just tons of fucking meth. That's the crazy thing. I was talking to somebody about that. Like, what? I was like, you can go back and look at videos of him at the Olympic Games, and he cannot stop moving.
He's on fucking speed, my man.
Yeah, he is just tweaked out. It is wild. Some fucking master race. Like, everybody look at... No, I don't want to scare everybody, right? But look at 2016.
You've already scared people this episode.
That's true. Look at 2016 and 2020, right? Look at the Trump era and how fucked up that was. He's going to run again in 2024.
Do you think so, though?
Yes. Yes.
I don't know, man.
Yes.
I think he might just get to that point and be like, I've decided to step aside so a new patriot can lead the way.
Maybe. Because,
like, he's going to be what? Like 78 at that point? Don't you think he just wants to, like, fuck whores?
I think he wants power, and I think he wants attention.
Well, he wants attention.
And I think that he realized now, after he's coming off the high of being the president and all the attention he had for 4 years, that he liked that more than where he's at now. And there's a precedent for him to run again and get a shit ton of attention, whether he plans on winning or not, because they didn't plan on winning last time. So, you know, there's that chance that he will run again just for the attention with no interest in actually winning, knowing this time, however, fully well that he has the chance to actually do it again.
He has a chance because there's a lot of runway left from here to the election. He has a chance. If things get really bad, everyone will heap that on Joe Biden.
There's also been like a lot of conservative legislation in certain states that has been geared around the potential to overturn results on certain precedents in varying states. And that's a very scary thing because it will depend on what kind of representation they have in that state as to whether or not they feel that they are beholden to acknowledging the majority vote of their own populace or not, or whether they want to supersede that to then make a decision on behalf of their state anyways, which is something that you could argue they could always do in a republic, but we don't really need to get into all that. That's why 2024 is going to be really fucking weird, especially when we're going to be coming into a political cycle where people are going to have both, I think, a very large turnout and absolutely no faith in the system at the same time.
Do you think Uncle Joe runs again? Or do you think he lets Kamala?
I think that if he lets Kamala Harris run, then the Democrats are fucking doomed.
They'll get crushed.
And I think that if he runs himself, then they're also fucked. Because the thing that the left can't do is fucking meme, baby, and it's an internet battle these days. And the conservatives, I'm sorry, they do it much, much better.
They're crushing the meme game because they don't fuck around.
They
have no rules.
They pull punches. They have no rules. They're a bunch of fucking assholes. And we can all agree that they're pretty fucking repugnant. But the fact of the matter is that it's that same old adage, no press is bad press, all right? And when the game is upset the left, and the left
who
gets
are
upset,
easily upset.
Yeah,
we're
pretty
sorry,
easily
guys.
Upset. The answer is that you lose. You fucking lose 10 times out of 10. And when it becomes the only way Trump is going to lose is if Biden in the next couple of years does a really good job. And that's going to be really tough for him to do because of what happened in the past 4 years. So it's going to be one of those things where Biden is going to fight against a faltering economy for the next 3 years or so. And then the conservatives are going to come in and say, look at all the inflation. Look at the rising costs. Look at the housing issues. Look at immigration. Look at all these bad things. These were all Joe Biden's fault. Forget about what happened before him. It's like he was the first president. This is all him.
Clean slate. When a new term starts, clean slate.
Presidencies exist in a vacuum. And you all need to sit around and think about that and whether you want another 4 years of that as we edge towards communism. And they're going to do that. And it's going to be super fucking effective. And we're going to get 4 years of whatever conservative bullshitter gets the fucking popular vote from their side. And you know what? I'm trying to think about who would be other than Trump. Ted Cruz, maybe?
Everybody hates Ted Cruz.
Yeah, but he gets
a fucking... No one likes Ted Cruz.
Ton of attention, though.
He does, but that doesn't win you an election.
People fucking hated Trump, but they loved that people hated him.
But Ted Cruz is not charismatic. Trump is charismatic, for better or worse.
He still gets away with it.
He's charismatic, and he's fucking funny as shit. I'm sorry.
No, I get it. Maybe DeSantis in Florida?
DeSantis is probably...
DeSantis could run?
DeSantis and Abbott are probably the two guys.
Oh, God, not Abbott. Circling. I don't want to see that Texas motherfucker.
DeSantis has a way better chance.
DeSantis is a fucking idiot.
Well, yeah.
So honestly, I would really love to see him run just because I feel like if the left is smart, they'll have someone good to put up against him. But who the fuck are they going to put up?
Yeah, but who are they going to? The three top people are Biden, Harris, and Buttigieg.
Yeah. Well, Biden doesn't have a chance in fucking hell again. Again, it'd be the kind of situation where the Democratic Party needs to stand up completely unified like they just did. But the problem is that historically speaking, when Democrats win, they become complacent. So that's what we're going to be seeing in the midterms. That's what we're going to be seeing in the elections and any election that takes place in the next couple years, you know, in that interim, it's going to display that, unfortunately, except for probably a couple small examples. But we will see the government turn over to the Republican side, and they will continue to obstruct even more than they do now. Because they'll have control. They won't need to rely on a cinema or a mansion anymore. And that's when shit's going to get real bad. Because then any policy that he tries to enact, they're going to tell him he's fucking up while tying his hands. And that's when we'll see some fun stuff happen.
Well, you make an interesting point, which is like, what happens beyond our top three? Who do you put up for the Dems? The first person that comes to mind for me, and there are a lot of reasons why she wouldn't win.
Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, fucking third time's a charm.
Woo!
<Bernie.
laughs> No.
The first person I thought of was Stacey Abrams, because she's someone who is, you could easily boost her national. She delivered Georgia.
Sure.
And she's fucking ballsy. She's not afraid to speak her mind. She's effective. She's kind of an outsider. You know, she's not Beltway groomed.
I haven't followed her enough to see how she responds to criticism against her, especially criticism that is leveled against her unfairly, because that's a big part of going for the presidency on the side
of the left.
Can't
be thin-skinned, yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, I arguably think that she does a good job.
But I think
whether she could rally people behind her on a national scale is another question.
That's the thing, is I think you probably aren't going to get certain kinds, not to paint with a broad brush, you're not going to get certain kinds of Republicans because she's black. And a woman. So I think, you know, people that might have an easier time voting for white bread old Irish Catholic Uncle Joe might look at Stacey Abrams and go, that's a bridge too far for me.
Yeah,
I'm not there yet.
They're not going to cross the aisle for that. You know who might run for the Republicans is Mike Pence. Mike Pence could do it.
Boy, that's exciting. He won't win.
No, but he might run is what I'm saying. I
hope he does. Then they won't win.
This.
I'm good enough.
I hope another fly lands on his head. That was just fucking amazing.
That was fantastic. A bird lands on Bernie Sanders' podium.
Yeah.
And a fly lands on Mike Pence's face.
It just crawled under his eye.
He just licks it with a gecko tongue.
This is normal.
Ugh.
Yeah, no. Politics, we're fucked. I'm waiting. I'm stocking bottle caps.
The bottle caps.
Can tabs. Can tabs might be the way that people go instead. So getting some of those going, a lot of silver. Silver is going to be a good bartering. If anyone wants to date me, we can have some children. They'll be great bartering in the future. Have my kids. Yes.
They're of hardy stock. They can work the fields for you, night and day.
Yes, good price.
They are twins. They work as tag team. One tires, the other subs in.
Look, they're so cute. They invented their own little language.
I don't know why you became Belarusian.
Two for one. I mean, I regress pretty hard. Like, if the world really ends, I want to hermit out and come up with, like, a fake accent and just, what do you want?
You're fond of me, lobster.
I was like, Rory, it's been like 3 months. You get out of here. Just switch into different ones all the time. Little French, little this, little that. Sounds great.
Sounds fun.
He's really lost his mind out there. Wow, yeah.
I'm going to pull a you.
He's going to survive.
If anyone's going to
make
it.
Just look at him just chewing on squirrel bones.
I'm going to pull a you, and if the currency is bottle caps and soda tabs, I'm going to do the equivalent of Bitcoin. Be like, pogs and slammers. They're going to be worth something in about 10 years. Just you wait.
I bet you those will be worth something. Again, the future might just be a system of bartering for fun, nostalgic things. Like, if you had an attic full of 90s kids stuff, you're living like a millionaire in the apocalyptic world. You're like, I've got this Hot Wheels set. And you're like, you trade it for a villa.
Oh my God, is that a cool neon igloo cooler?
Oh my God, he's got an original brown teddy bear beanie baby with the tag still on it.
Give me the Princess Diana bear and no one gets hurt.
Oh my God, it's got the weird PVC pellets in it that everyone freaked out about. Apparently made it worth more. Oh God.
It's a Furby that's horribly broken, but I want it.
Every time I wake up, its eyes are open for some reason and staring at me.
And it keeps saying, not tonight. Not tonight.
Feed me.
We must secure the future.
No. Not those words. How about not those ones?
I don't think so. Not this time.
Not this time. I
wonder there's some people out there that don't.
There's some people out there that don't get it, and there's some people who do. Jesus Christ. Stuff like this, I'm like, I need to not know these things. I wish I didn't know these things.
White supremacist Furby bit going over like gangbusters.
I was just trying to talk about the horrible world we're going to be living in 4 years.
I wish you could
live
get podcasting awards because we definitely win.
It's such a good...
For white nationalist Furby, the Skimbo Lounge.
For the most obscure bit.
It's what they didn't say that made it so funny. They didn't say all 14 of the words.
I just show up at like some influencer where I'm like, I want to die. I don't want to be here.
Please.
I feel like Adam Pally. This is the worst day of my life.
My man.
It's so good. I love it.
It was so awesome. It was like, best selfie. And he's like, Jesus Christ, I want to die.
If you don't know what we're talking about, Adam Pally is this comedian. He's been on a lot of great shows. Never seems to catch a good break, though, unfortunately. But he what was it, the Influencer Awards or the YouTube Awards?
It was
awards?
Like the Webbies or something
the
like that.
The Webbies. And he was the host. And he got a certain amount of way into it and just gave up. And he's just,
Wouldn't you too if you, it, like,
they,
if you
they
had
cut
to be
him
like...
off and tried to give the hosting job to someone else mid-show. It's the best thing I've ever seen. Adam Pally and what he did right there was the closest shit to Andy Kaufman in a long fucking time.
Because here's the thing. A lot of people will be like, Eric Andre is Andy Kaufman's heir apparent. And it's like, Eric Andre's still trying stuff. He's doing the Jackass stuff.
Yeah.
There's not as much like, is this real or like... The stakes to it. The stakes of Adam Pally getting a hosting gig, he will not get to host anything else because
ever
he was
again.
That unprofessional when the stakes were that low.
Which is, again.
That's a baller move.
Well, and that's the great Andy Kaufman of it because that's all he ever tried to do was get kicked out of shit and get kicked off of things. He wanted to be the bad guy.
And I honestly don't think Adam Pally knew he was doing it. I think he got up and he was like, oh, fuck. And he just like said it out loud.
Yeah.
He's like, fuck it, I'm going with it. Fuck this.
Well, because he goes on like a couple little like rants through it where he's just like, I don't know how my life got to this point. And that's just so good. If you...
And the award for best collaborative Snapchat.
Yeah.
I can't believe I just had to say that. goes to...
If you want, go. There's got to be a highlight reel somewhere on YouTube. Do yourself a favor and go find that.
I think it's off YouTube, but it's probably on Vimeo. I think that's the last place I watched that.
Oh, maybe. But you can find it around somewhere.
Adam Pally Webbies.
Yeah. So good.
Every time he went on Conan, too, I love that he would do a different costume.
Fat Batman costume was pretty amazing.
And he just grabs the fupa of the costume and he goes, "You want to know what I call this? My Jonah Hill."
Taking the piss out of Jonah Hill.
Unreal.
Yep. Who I hear is not a nice dude.
I think the industry made him not a nice dude.
Well, you see all the interviews that happen with him where
God, are you still remembered as a fat guy, that one?
There's not even just one that I'm thinking of. There's a lot of them where they say stuff to him that is just shitty. Like, it's just shitty people saying me, and where you can see it look on his face where he's just like, man, I really wish you were like not being an asshole to me just because like I'm this named celebrity that you don't know me, so you can take the piss out of me here just for fun. But really, you could just ask me like decent questions.
It's sad. You watch him like fucking die inside because he's doing an interview about an Academy Award nominated role in an Academy Award nominated film. And the interviewer literally says, "So you used to be fat. Do you still feel like you're the fat guy in Hollywood? Are you the fat guy?
Yeah.
You still feel like the fat guy?" You just watch Jonah Hill's poor sweet face being like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Well, and it's the funny thing is you see videos of people who like are assholes during these interviews. Like Tom Hardy, notably, is a guy who like when he does interviews with these places or these people, doesn't give a shit. And if they ask him a bad question, he calls them out on it. He's just like, I don't like, we're going to move the fuck on, man. Because like that, are you serious? I can't remember who it was, but they were sitting there and it was... Natalie Portman or someone like that, and the person commented like, "Wow, you look really tired." And the guy who was with him in the interview was like, "Hey, man, fuck you! This is one of the prettiest Hollywood actors. You just told her she looks haggard. Like, what the fuck is your problem?" So, I don't know. I feel bad for him. I remember watching an interview where it was like you could tell he wanted to talk about his process and his experience, and they just couldn't shut the fuck up about being like, "But what was it like to work with Leo? Like, what was it like working with someone as famous and as important as Leo DiCaprio? Like, what's your relationship with Leo like?" And like that was the interview. It was like they weren't really trying to ask him any questions. They were trying to ask, what is Leonardo DiCaprio like?
Well, because it was all part of the campaign to get Leo that fucking Oscar.
True. Yeah.
Finally end the streak.
Which he didn't get until Revenant.
Which is what they did together. Oh, they did Inception together too.
Yeah. And I was talking about Jonah Hill. In that reference, with they did Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Tom Hardy.
No.
That's why I made the Revenant connection.
No.
Okay.
No, I was talking about
different circles.
Now we're on the same. Then. Yeah, we're on the same page.
Never you mind.
Oh, good.
I won't be cynical about Hollywood now.
So much better.
My favorite interview is Joaquin Phoenix. I've talked about this before. Joaquin Phoenix doing an interview for Brother Bear, and it was like AOL Blast, and the woman's like, Joaquin, I love this movie. It was so amazing. I cried, and he just cuts her off and goes, I don't believe you've ever cried in your life.
just
gives her stone face, and she's like,
I don't know how to respond to that.
I would have laughed so hard, dude.
Like you are incredible.
You're absolutely right, Mr. Phoenix. I was grown in a lab, I still see that.
Nonsense, the botched Botox injection right there at the corner.
Oh, I'm going to go home and cut my thigh with some scissors.
Oh, it'd be so fun. Like on the one hand, it's very paradoxical. Because on the one hand, we're like, I don't get why you'd be mad as a celebrity. And then on the other hand, we're like, people just act like shitters to you in situations.
I think it sucks. I think it probably fucking sucks. And that's not me being like, oh, I would never sell out.
No, everybody would obviously take the millions of dollars over not. But that doesn't mean that the rest of the situation isn't something difficult to deal with.
Because I look at like Jonah Hill was friends with Dustin Hoffman's kids. And it's like how he got his foot in the door. Mm-hmm. And he gets that like cameo role in The 40-Year-Old Virgin where he's at that's his first thing. Like that's the first time I saw Jonah Hill.
Yeah.
In The 40-Year-Old Virgin where he's trying to buy the shoes with the goldfish in them.
I want to get these on as soon as I possibly can. Well, you got to go on eBay why can't I just buy them here?
Cause I sell them on eBay.
Yeah.
That was the funniest thing. That woman's like fucking stupid, useless middleman store.
Yeah. I just want to be like, why not just sell them? You're giving... I remember watching that.
Be like, a consignment shop.
Yeah. I'd be like, well, I just want to say, you're giving 8 to 10% or whatever it is to eBay when you have a storefront? Like,
but that's what was so funny and clever about it.
I got that it was funny. I was just like, it just doesn't make any fucking sense.
Oh, sure. That's why it's so good.
Yeah.
And that's the first time I remember seeing him. He also made it into the dance sequence at the end. He was wearing a pleasure poncho.
Oh, that's nice.
I don't know why it's pleasurable. I just added that.
Oh.
From the movie Club Dread, which Jonah Hill was not in. Mm-hmm. But Bill Paxton was.
Really big fan of Club Dread.
Me too.
Which is funny. It took me a really long time to watch Club Dread because people told me it was bad. And then
it's pretty bad.
Well, I came to an epiphany. I said, I like bad movies. And so I watched Club Dread. And what a joy it was.
Oh, my God.
Who likes to party? We like to party.
Catch him. We can't even catch the bloody raccoon that keeps stealing my wristbands.
There's certain lines when you see, like, this. The best they had was the one where they smirk at the end of the line.
Dude, when he gets chained to the bed at the end and the guy's coming after him. Oh, you've manacled me to my deathbed, you Piccadilly whore. Yeah. Oh, Jen, I could never stay mad at you.
So, another recommendation. Go watch Club Dread.
It's like...
It's the guys who did Super Troopers.
It's the corniest shit, but it's so fucking funny.
And Super Troopers 2. And Beer Fest.
I did not like Super Troopers 2 that much.
It was average.
It was average.
Here's the problem. They waited too long from the first one. And so by the time it came out, there was this sort of nostalgic mystique that the first one had, this sort of cult classic thing. And it was them sort of... It's like kind of how I feel about the subsequent Clerks movie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind it. I like it. You know, I'm fine with it. But it doesn't have the same feeling as the original to me.
No, and he's making a third one.
Yeah, and I'll see that third one.
Me too.
But And again, it's never going to make me feel like the first one made me feel.
Although Super Troopers 2 did have that moment, as you'll recall, where they're throwing tires onto the roof of the building. And Ramathorn is like, this is what we used to do with... I can't remember why they're throwing tires onto the roof. But one of the guys goes like, Jesus, Thorny, what did you do this in Rutland when you were growing up? This is what they do for fun down in Rutland. And the theater... exploded.
Yeah.
The theater went absolutely fucking wild.
Rutland is ridiculous. Nobody likes Rutland. I wonder if people who live in Rutland like Rutland.
Do people in Barrie like Barrie? Yes, actually. They have an inordinate amount of pride in it. It's very weird.
Some people, yeah.
It's very weird.
Barrie pride. Burr pride.
Yeah.
Well, it's the kind of thing, like, my pride in Barrie is like, I can talk shit about it, but you can't.
Right.
Hey, that's my shithole.
That's our word.
Yeah, that's our word.
I like to think that it was just I think the Super Trooper guys, when they were making the movie, they were like, what's the shittiest town in Vermont? And I bet a lot of people said Barrie, and they went with Rutland because it sounds funnier.
Rutland? Yeah.
Don't you guys do for fun down in Barrie?
Yeah.
Doesn't have the same ring as Rutland.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Rutland sounds like trash. Barrie sounds like, oh, there might be pound cake there.
Gay Barrie.
Almost Wildersburg.
Mm-hmm. But there was a fight.
Yep.
So we were Barrie.
One guy killed another guy with a granite chisel hammer.
Stuck it right in the back of his head. Actually, it's on our flag.
It will be Barrie. Yeah. We have a monument to it downtown.
Just a dude with a chisel on the back of his skull. And so it was. There plays Youth Triumphant with that, which is the name of the statue in downtown Barrie.
Correct.
Yeah.
And if you sit on either end and whisper, you can hear the other person.
Yeah, through the granite. Granite is an amazing rock, everybody. What a fun thing. If you find long pieces of granite that are single slabs, they conduct sound across them incredibly well. Really weird. Kind of fucked up. Really can't get a lot of privacy.
No, not if you're sitting on that bench. Like Great place for a sting.
If you're sitting on that bench and the person on the other end was like, trying to be intimate with their lady, and you're trying to do the same thing, you guys are hearing everything.
Yeah, or someone...
You guys are hearing everything on both sides.
Yeah.
Going well, going poorly, all of it.
You hear the couple talking to each other. You're talking to yourself while you're jerking off in public.
I figure I'm sitting on the back of the statue right where the butt is, staring at them both.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Every now and then you take a little peek at the butt, and you go, I would.
Slap. You got an ass like granite. And you laugh to yourself. And then
you smash your face into the granite butt.
And then you take a swan dive off the top of it head first down into the granite ground.
Yeah, you just dislocate your shoulder, but whatever.
I'd like to think that I do this all on the same day that the MAGAts are out there protesting saying, Trump actually won!
Mercifully, none of them are doing that. I'm surprised. The Trump people around here took it with grace and dignity and just went home. And they just put their flags up that say, fuck Joe Biden, Trump 2024.
Let's go, Brandon. Yeah.
Let's go, Brandon.
So lazy.
It must really suck to have a kid named Brandon and you go to their soccer games.
And we're like, let's go, Brandon.
Do it, Brandon.
Yeah. That's yeah. You're right. I didn't even think about that.
Right.
That's depressing. I bet you. I wonder what it's going to do to the influx of children named Brandon this year. A lot of conservative Brandon babies.
As many that don't, for as many people that drop off because they're afraid of it, that many will take its place. Equilibrium.
Somewhere there's like an environmentally damaging baby reveal party happening where it comes out and it's going to be a boy. And they go, woo, let's go, Brandon.
Woo.
We're going to name it Brandon. I told you we was going to do it, Brandine. She said, my name is Brandine. Brandon is fucking happening. Woo. And he cracks himself a peeber and chugs that shit.
I'm so drunk all the time. Your names are going to basically brand together. You're never going to know who I'm talking about. That's going to make me angry. I'm going to start throwing stuff. I can't wait to spend the rest of my life with you, Brandon.
Remember, the United States is a big place. This is happening somewhere. This is definitely happening somewhere.
In a hospital in Kansas City right now.
And then they hit the fucking horn on their car that looks suspicious like the General Lee. Yep. And they peel the fuck out. Oh, well, them Duke Boy going to get out of this one.
Oh, what a world.
He takes off at a ramp and comes down at a different angle that he never would have hit coming off that ramp.
Or just smashes into the side of a building.
Dead. Huge car fire. That was my favorite thing, actually. This is one of my more favorite bits we ever did was when they were making the Top Gun movie. We were talking about it was Val Kilmer and Tom Cruise having a sex scene in the shower.
I don't remember that.
Oh, it was so good. It was like lights up on a steamy shower room. You got Val Kilmer and he's wiping the thing off and an arm comes around and it's Tom Cruise. Cut your wing. Gives him a kiss on the cheek.
There's a ballad version of Danger Zone playing in the background.
There's something too about just one of them just like hitting hitting their eject button and getting rocketed into the side of a wall. I can't remember what it was.
When was this?
This was old pod. This is way back in the day.
With the boys?
With the boys.
No shit.
Because who do you think brought up fucking Top Gun?
Mitch, of
course.
Yeah,
of course it was Mitch.
He's got three topics. Adam Carolla, Top Gun, and cheese.
It was one of my favorite bits. Oh, I loved it. Every now and then I go try and find that one. I can't remember what episode it is.
Yeah, there's only certain ones I remember.
I stumble around aimlessly.
Finding the one with the Chipmunks commercial in it.
Oh, yeah.
The terrorists have the amulet.
I still have that saved on my hard drive somewhere.
Tanner's parts fucking killed me in that. I'll nibble on his crotch.
We don't even try. We didn't even try.
Throw in something about food. Yeah. You just hear us all crack up.
Yeah, getting towards the end of the year, feeling a little nostalgic, you know?
Yeah.
We're coming up. What year is this? How many years have we been doing the Skimbo Lounge now?
Well, do you count our inactive years?
No. We took that year hiatus.
Yes, I believe. Okay, so if we start at the beginning, the true inception, it was 2016.
Yeah.
In Texas.
Mm-hmm. Which I count. That happened. It is real.
Oh, yeah. I count that, and we only took a minor break before we brought in Tanner and Mitch.
Yeah, we took like a month off, so I don't count that.
Just to get home and get settled, yeah.
To take a wonderful, beautiful trip across country.
Yes.
Which you can reminisce about back in episode one.
Wow, look at all those cows getting absolutely slaughtered on the side of the road.
That's what we saw in the great American West.
Yeah, so that was 2016 into 17. I think we went into 18. Because 19, you moved to New York.
Yeah.
Because I think your last episode for a while was 39. Or the first one without you was 39.
Yeah.
And we got to 58.
It was the Labor Day episode. So you went until Labor Day of that year. And then there was basically a year hiatus when I was gone. And then you moved. So I was in New York for about a year. And then you showed up in New York. And we dove into it fairly quickly. And we got about a year into it before the pandemic hit, which led to us coming back, and then we've been back for 2 years.
Oh, no, I've gone cross-eyed.
It's been 2 years now. So it's quite a few. It's quite a few years. Go ahead.
I mean, we went
Do the math. Go ahead, do it.
I think episode
it's like 5 years.
50 was the first one we did.
It's like 4 years.
In
it's like 3 years.
New York.
2 years.
Wasn't it?
We could definitely go look, but we're in the middle of this, so it doesn't.
Yeah,
it doesn't fucking matter, man.
So yeah, wow, we've done like 100 episodes.
Yeah,
like since the restart of this.
Oh yeah,
holy shit.
Yeah, Yeah.
That's fucking nuts.
Yeah, we're plowing along.
Ew.
And look at these. Look at all these. Well, I killed everyone's ears. Look at all these loyal listeners that are still looking at all themselves. We're going to reward you all by giving you, I'm sorry, nothing.
Jesus Christ, you guys. Go have some children. Do something with your lives.
It's funny to think about that some people have started listening to this podcast probably, and in the time they've been listening, now have children, and have subsequently stopped listening because they got important things in their life to do now.
Derek and Nikki, they've got two kids. I think they checked out a long time ago.
I don't think they're listening anymore.
You're putting this on to babysit their kids.
This is like Little Wayne for kids. It also just dumbs them down.
I like to think, yeah, we're just Cocoa Melon, but in the form of a podcast.
Sweet.
Your niece is into Cocoa Melon?
I don't know.
One of them's probably too old.
Maybe. Cocoa Melon?
It's basically like a bright, noisy babysitter. Like you put it on, it just enchants kids.
It just does like a bunch of shit, or it's like a storyteller thing.
No, it's just vignettes where it's like, here we go, Looby Loo, and it's a little CGI baby and a CGI alligator, like just kind of dancing, not moving much.
I don't think my sister does like a lot of TV with them and that kind of stuff. Word. I think she does like the like books and that kind of stuff.
Does she do Elf on the Shelf for them?
I don't think so.
That's like a parent thing you have
to
do.
That's like a disturbing thing now. The elf is watching you.
Because if you go into school and the kids, other kids go, oh, where was your elf this morning? And your mom doesn't do Elf on the Shelf, you're a fucking loser.
It's not even that you're a loser. It's that you're going to, eventually you will be the disillusionment in those other children. Like, what are you talking about? Well, it's logically the book learning kids are like, they've been sitting there like watching Peppa Pig and my nieces come in like, reading the shit that I'm going to give them. I'm giving them War and Peace this year, by the way.
Das Kapital.
Yeah. Mark Marx's Kapital. And, you know, and they're like, well, if it's not at our house, maybe it's because it's fake. Just, your dreams are bullshit.
Sorry.
That's also right. That's what I'm going to give
I'm not an asshole for telling you this. I'm helping you. Yeah.
God isn't real, and we killed him.
I want to do... For my family, I'm going to do Whore on the Floor. And it's going to be
oh my God, it's a body.
A blow up doll that's just on the floor. And if I find out you had sex with it, you don't get a gift that year.
Oh, that's lovely.
I'm planning on having disgusting sons a lot like myself.
I was like, in your family, everybody loses every year.
All at once.
Yeah.
All in one night.
Unfortunately, by year three, it became the joke of who got it first because everybody knew when you were not first.
It stopped being funny when we found grandma's dentures crammed inside of the anus of a sex doll.
Oh, no. Oh, that's gross.
But Nana was smiling, and that's what I care about during the holiday season.
Whore on the floor. Add some holiday spirit to your Christmas. Ding. Or Hanukkah.
You know how big that would be in frat houses?
Whore on the floor.
Whore on the floor, just the blow-up doll Christmas thing.
Yeah, you've heard of Elf on the Shelf. Now here's whore on the floor. I mean, yeah.
You know?
I mean, even sororities. No one's saying that a whore has to be a lady.
That's very true. You they know? Could do like a himbo.
Yeah.
They're like, this smells like fish sticks. Someone definitely had sex with this. Tiffany, you little bitch.
Isn't that that's what girls do, right? They all hang out and bang the same thing.
Share communal sex dolls.
Guys, doesn't shock me that that's a realistic scenario.
Yeah, guys will hunch over a bucket and just like blow communal loads.
Yeah, I'd be shocked if I heard about a sorority doing anything remotely near that. I'd be like, Jesus Christ, you're savages.
I don't know, man. We think it's all pillow fights, but
in silky nighties, yeah. What
they may be getting into some gratuitous behavior. I don't know.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I also like, it's like, what was it? Like neighbors. They're all just like hanging out, smoking weed or doing DMT and crazy shit like that. Having fun parties. Like, cool. That's not what I mean. I'm talking about the gross stuff. not that women can't be gross. You can definitely be gross.
Oh, sure. In many ways, you're more gross than men.
Yes. But I'm talking about purposeful, willful grossness. Like effort put into that.
There are some women that are good at that.
Goddamn cookie game.
I have a friend who took a shit in a litter, a lady friend who took a shit in a litter box once.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
I mean, that's hardcore. She buried it too with the scoop.
Now it's a little more awesome because that's commitment. Like that,
she honored the bit.
That's impressive. Yeah, that went from like, oh my God, what drugs were involved to commitment. Good for her.
Yeah.
Now I don't even care about what drugs were involved. Ridiculous.
I'll click off real quick and tell you who it was.
No fucking way.
She did it. Yep.
Oh, it's so hot.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, good for her.
Oh.
I mean, hey, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
She didn't have to. That was the thing.
It's a political statement.
She was just doing bits on a Wednesday night.
My friends were not that cool. We played other games like ping pong.
We didn't shit where the household animals
not cat poo scuffle time or whatever you called it.
Yep.
I thought I was edgy for like making like, you know, like getting a toaster, like a little toaster I wasn't supposed to have in my suite. You know?
Drawing on someone's face when they pass out with the shoes on. No, we had different shenanigans in my house. No.
Just walk in, welcome here, and someone's just licking up vomit off the ground. Jesus Christ.
College was a hell of a time.
Dude's playing with his fasties.
It's like the last days of the Marquis de Sade.
Technically, she was. Technically, she played with the fascists.
It was, she played it like the goddamn Dizzy Gillespie.
Thank God it wasn't a, thank God it wasn't a runny night.
Oh, yeah. I guess.
Girl had a lot of fiber in her diet.
It's all the olives from the martinis she drank.
It's the worst thing ever.
Someone had too many martinis that night.
How are we doing on time? Where are we at?
We're like an hour one.
Oh, we're doing good.
And we're going to use pretty much the whole of this, unless you have something you'd like me to edit out, but we don't edit this.
No, I don't think I said anything too damning.
I don't think so.
Right? Yeah. Women are object. No, I'm just... Shit! I got so close! I almost rounded out the year!
We did talk about Hitler.
Yeah. Nah, we're fine.
Nah, it's all good. Okay. Don't worry about it.
Just remember, all of it's all in good fun.
Life's a bit.
Except when it's not in good fun. And we're pointing out insults to you specifically. You know who you are.
Yeah.
You know who you are.
Because you're fucking swine. And deep in your swine heart, you understand that you're a fucking porcine slob.
Porcine?
Like that?
It's like a little piggy.
And the pig just squeals the teeth. Where's the new episode? Wee, wee.
That's well, you. Well, that's what you sound like.
We're slopping the trough for you.
Yeah. Well, I guess we're done. Maybe we should have prefaced all of that.
Maybe. I don't know.
That's fine. Whatever.
Well, that's usually... There comes a point in every episode where the wheels really seem to fall off.
And we just start debasing the audience with insults.
Mercifully, we hit it at the hour mark for once instead of 10.5 minutes in.
I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. I fucking hate you.
Holy shit. It's like driving a car with one wheel off. Just sparks on the interstate. Some episodes are just 40 minutes of that.
I wish I had the confidence to do that. I really got to get there, you guys.
I wish I had the confidence of a mediocre white man.
That's the deepest thing you've said all episode.
Yeah.
Well.
I don't know. I thought the dude tube was pretty, that was pretty cerebral.
It wasn't.
Well, don't be afraid to hang brain, gang, because we're heading into the holiday season.
Yeah, got some fun stuff for you up on the way here, maybe. I don't know.
I'm going to promise it, because if they're disappointed, that's great, because I hold our audience in contempt.
Ooh, okay.
So we're going to promise you guys a Christmas surprise.
We're going to promise them a Christmas surprise.
It's going to be better than a spiral ham.
When does Christmas fall? If it falls on a Wednesday, no one's going to listen to this on the premiere.
It falls on a Saturday.
Oh, good. So maybe like a pre-Christmas surprise.
It'll be a couple days early. It'll be an early Christmas present.
Or a post-Christmas surprise?
No, it's going to come out with the time we've scheduled to record it.
Mm. Good, that's hot.
Yeah. We're going to get it out. Let's see. Is the 24th Saturday or is it Friday?
That would be
it's
Christmas.
It's Friday. So 22.
Okay.
Wednesday the 22nd. We'll
Wednesday
give you guys
the 22.
Mark it on your advent calendar. Oh, you fat pigs. You probably opened up every day and ate the chocolate already, didn't you? You've lost all self-control. You're a prisoner in your own body.
Oh, that's what I need to do. I need to do an advent calendar despite my non-belief in any sort of denominational religion. That'll just because they seem so fun.
Oh, we should have done a Skimbo advent calendar.
This one's hair.
I got a chocolate Reverend William with toothpaste in it.
Oh, look, five lords a-leaping. Get down!
This is just a bullet.
Yeah, it's got my name carved into it.
This is all just pieces to a gun and assembly instructions.
That's incredible.
So, you guys, get excited. We're going to stuff your little stockings with something. Yeah. Or potentially it's not going to happen at the last minute.
So you don't want to miss that one, even though you can listen to them whenever you want. But try, you know.
It's the next one coming out, actually, after this one.
Is it?
Holy shit, yeah.
I don't believe you.
This one's coming out on the 15th. They're listening to this on the 15th or thereafter.
Wow. Hello from the past. Tell me what's going to happen. What's literally fucked up happens Tuesday? And I'm sitting here like, I wonder if anything crazy is going to happen between now and then. I was like, Jesus Christ. Yeah.
That new variant came out that made everyone prolapse.
Let's be honest. It's going to be a school shooting.
Well, yeah. Smart money's on a school shooting.
Something depressing. But we'll see. It tis the season.
Well,
I don't know what that means, but it's the season.
It means what you want it to mean, Roy. That's the thing about happy holidays. There's a lot of room under that umbrella.
Tis the season for stuff.
You got anything you want to plug?
Nope. Just tune in to the next episode, bitch. Yeah.
Tune in. Life's a bit. Never forget that. And thank you. Go fuck yourselves. And goodbye.